It is truly an honor for me to be here with you today, to connect both personally and collectively as a group, and to share with you a spiritual practice that I consider to be one of the most profound in terms of self-exploration, self-discovery, as we were talking before and hearing all the preambles and the principles by which CODA operates. I find this spiritual practice to be perfect. Thank you so much. One of the most critical when it comes to our recovering work and the work that we do work so hard to do and to improve and to self-transmute and to become the best that we can be. My name is Beatrice Simbernoff, and I am the director of Healing Hearts, Healing Minds. It's a small nonprofit organization devoted to offering natural, safe, non-invasive healing modalities to overcome trauma. The work was also born out of revelations in a series of meditative explorations, and this is what I would like to bring the most to you. So this is a spiritual practice that really has, and a healing practice that really has begun since time immemorial. I mean, this is going on for well over 5,000 years, but it's only in the last 40 to 50 years that it has been brought up by the scientific and medical community as one of the foremost techniques that we could use in our everyday life to overcome whatever it is that we should and we need to overcome to get to know ourselves. So for the many benefits, just to tease your left brain just a bit, because in a second we're going to go into complete full mode right brain hemisphere, and in we're going to be connecting with a quantum field, and we're going to experience, hopefully you will by the way, there is no way in which you can not do this right, so you can relax and enjoy and truly fully be in your experience and see what this meditation will do for you. And we will debrief it in just one moment. But to give your left brain hemisphere, your logical mind, your organizing mind, your language, you know, your analytical mind, some food for thought and motivation as to why you should be engaging in meditation to begin with, well, there are infinite number of studies now scientifically proving that meditation can have a miraculous effects on us, particularly health, good health effects. And so all the people that meditate, for example, they found that they have a lot more orderly and well-structured mind. The mind, when you meditate, can structure, restructure itself to become much more orderly and function that much better. So you can improve your ability to focus during everyday life. People who meditate, I know 91% of people who meditate sleep much better. And who among us hasn't had our share of sleepless nights with the amount of stress that we deal on an everyday basis? Well, people who meditate can sleep much better, much easier, much in an effortless way. People who meditate have much less need for medical attention or many less hospitalizations after a treatment. People who meditate have increased relaxation and can decrease their levels of hormones. And we live in a society nowadays that we live by the stress hormones on a day-to-day basis, and that has very detrimental effects on our health and our trauma and our ability to cope with our everyday lives. But for all the amazing, and I can go on and on and on. I really don't want to spend a lot of time because these are things that you can search for yourself and you can see for yourself all the things that meditation can do for you and that have been proven to do so. The point that I want to bring out is that the meditation, what it can do for us in this work, in this field, is to help us tap into the essence of who we are. And we tend to forget that, right, on a daily basis. When we deal in life, one way that we deal and we learn in life is through relationships. And as I heard before, and as we have known, the work of God is to develop healthy and happy and joyful relationships at work, personal, social. But this is easier said than done, is it not? And so why do we struggle so much with codependence and behaviors and choices when we know better? When we learn every time, we learn something new, we know better. And yet we cannot do it alone by our conscious mind, alone by our conscious mind. So why is that? Why is that? Why do we struggle for so many years? I mean, why? We're intelligent beings. We should learn and be able to, you know, do it right the next time, right? I mean, we would like to do that, but we do struggle for a number of years. Well, the reason, or one of the reasons that I would like to put before your consideration is that over a course of a day, we can have anywhere between 60 or 75,000 thoughts a day. And we usually, most of those thoughts have already been imprinted in our subconscious mind. 5% of those thoughts, only 5%, are in our conscious mind. So by the time, even though we want to act sometimes differently with our loved ones, with our partners, with our co-workers in a different way as to bring much healthier results than maybe we have in the past, our memories and our choices and our behaviors are pretty much driven by our subconscious mind, whether we realize it or not. And so we have to find a way to get beyond this analytical mind of ours, to be able to tap into. And meditation is one miraculous effective tool for you to do just that. So today we have an incredible opportunity to go beyond the ordinary and to tap into and go beyond, well beyond your analytical mind, to be able to reassess and reprogram in a very real way your inner identity, and to reprogram to get beyond to your subconscious mind so you can effect changes there and continue them on your normal everyday life. Because you're gonna tap into an aspect of yourself, you're gonna be tapping into your own multidimensional nature and find out who you really are, or remember, not find out, remember who you really are, the essence of who you really are, and the power that you really hold on a day-to-day basis. And when you do this on a regular basis, you begin to reorder yourself, restructure yourself. And when you begin to know yourself better and who you are, then you remember, I can do this, this is who I am, I know what I'm all about, I know who I am, I know who I want to be, I know who I want to become, I know how to, I want to act with this person or with the other person. And when you know who you are, you also understand someone else's. And so all your relationships then begin to change as a result of that. And everything gets transmuted and self-transformed. And that's what I want to share with you today. So we have an opportunity to go and change your, we're going to slow down your brain waves. This is going to be a very well-guided meditation. I'm going to bring you into an expanded state of awareness. I'm going to relax you. And then we're going to go into a very sacred space of which you, each of one of you, is going to create. And you're going to create it very spontaneously. And the reason I want to do that is because I want to again imprint in your own mind that as easy as you can create in your own meditation, you can create in your own day-to-day life, just as easy. And when the mind gets accustomed and more familiar and used to creating what you really, how you really want your life to unfold, it is much easier then to bring those divine guidances, divine intuition, your higher self, your higher power, into your everyday life and into your relationships in a way that you command, in a way that you want, in a way that is healthy, happy, joyful for you. This is going to be the purpose. Yes? Are we ready? We're going to combine and we're going to bring back an ancient technique. We're going to tap into ancient healing from all over the world, from many different types of traditions that hold these common elements in place. We're going to combine our firm intention for healing, so this is going to be a healing-focused meditation, combining your intention and bringing you to an elevated emotional state, utilizing your intention for healing. You're going to be choosing, and I want you to, as soon as I say this, I'm going to give you a minute or two for you to decide what you're going to work on, and then I'll be guiding you. You're going to choose for this purpose a situation, an event, a relationship, a person, something that you are working on in your recovery process that you want to be fully healed and that you feel it's fully healed. And you're going to work it from the perspective that it has already been healed. You're going to see, feel, taste, smell, become one with the healing of this particular area in your life. So you're going to choose a situation or person that you're working in your recovery, in your process that you want to feel completely healed with. You're going to see it healed, and you're going to feel, not think. It's not the thought alone. The thought is good, of course. But you're going to feel that the situation, and you're going that it's completely healed, and you're going to broadcast this feeling throughout the quantum field, and you're going to become one with the quantum field. We're going to collapse time and the energy, and we're going to collapse it and bring back with us. We're going to broadcast to the universe our intention, our vibrational match that the situation has been healed. You're going to receive, and you're going to bring that back to your daily life. So at this time, I would like you to, for those of you who are sitting, feet on the ground, thank you. You read my mind. Feet uncrossed, the back straight to the support of the chair, and put the tip of the tongue touching the roof of your mouth. This closes the circle. And close your eyes. Close your eyes so that we can turn inward and you can focus on yourself. Begin, please, to take a couple of deep cleansing breaths. Without trying to control your breathing, in a very smooth, easy, peaceful, take a deep breath, inhaling comfortably, peacefully, and knowing that, intending that with each and every breath you take, you allow yourself to become more and more relaxed. With each breath you take, you become ever more peaceful, ever more at ease with yourself and with everyone around you. Make each breath a little bit deeper, a little bit slower than the one before it, and allow yourself to become more and more relaxed, more and more at ease. With each breath you take, sense the cool air coming in and the warm air going out, and become more and more relaxed and at ease. Enjoy this moment. Enjoy your breathing. Open up to the simple pleasures of breathing. You may also say in your mind's eye, peace, every time you breathe. And let go of any unwanted, stressed, or stagnant energy or energy patterns out of your pores, intentionally asking the universe to transmute it for its own use. Continue breathing, finding your own very comfortable rhythm, and become more and more and more relaxed. Now let your jaws go limp. Let the muscles of your entire face relax and go limp. Let it go. Let them go to sleep. Let your eyelids relax, go limp, and sleep. Let all the facial muscles relax, let go, and go limp. Let your forehead, let the muscles in your forehead, let the muscles in your entire brain relax, relax, let go. Let them go to sleep. Let the muscles of each of your cheeks relax. Feel the relaxation, the letting go. Let it go limp. Let the scalp over the top of your head go limp and fully, fully relax. You can let it go to sleep. Now let this relaxation throughout your whole brain, forehead, sink into the rest of your entire being. Slowly visualize this relaxation, relaxing your neck, relaxing your shoulders, dissolving any stress that might be in your shoulders. This relaxation begins to sink deeper and deeper into your arms, chest, diaphragm, stomach. Feel this relaxation peacefully working through you, making you feel extremely at peace and relaxed. Your entire brain feels now very relaxed. Let it sink in farther into your hips, lower extremities, giving you a warm feeling of full relaxation. Let all your spine and back relax. Let the muscles and nerves let go and let them go to sleep. You will remain aware and awake in your mind, but your body, let your body go to sleep. Let the rest of your body and lower extremities, including the feet, go to sleep, relaxed. And now, shift your awareness to a brilliant white light, white or golden light, liquid golden light, coming down from the top of your head all the way down to your toes. Gift this energy down to Mother Earth, and let Mother Earth gift you back with her earthly energies coming up from the soles of your feet all the way up to Father Sky. Do this now for a couple of minutes, increasing the speed of the brilliant golden light coming down from the crown of your top of your head all the way down to your soles, and then, as we explained, spiraling down to the point that you can no longer differentiate, and it has, you know, you're fully engrossed and enveloped in this brilliant white light. Do this now. Now you may shift your awareness and say silently to yourself, I am a being of infinite light and infinite love, and because that's who I am, I can perceive that which is greater and beyond the realms of physical matter. I now deeply desire to connect with my divine council of light, which include my higher self, my spirit guides, ascended masters and teachers that I work with, and loved ones who stand ready to support me in all I do and in my spiritual evolution. I call upon you now and request your assistance, wisdom, and divine guidance as you help me be one with the presence, power, and consciousness of spirit, the creative God force that moves within all things. I state your name, ask for a perfect alignment to the universal divine intelligence with grace and healing for all in this group and for myself in this perfect time and space called now. Please place your awareness on your heart chakra, on the center of your chest, and imagine an infinite point of light there. Make it expand through your entire being. If you wish to, and if you can, for those who visualize, if you wish to see yourself enveloped in a beautiful rose color, do so. This energy within your heart chakra expands, and it's rose, and it's enveloping your entire being. There is no difference. There is no distinguishing you from this infinite light. You and this light are one. All of us in this light are one. See it and feel it. You are one with this light. And dwell for a moment and begin to think of events or people. What are you grateful for today? Begin to think of one, and more will come to mind surely. Think of what you're grateful for today, on a smaller scale, or just this morning. Just being here can be small or big. Think of it now and feel the thankfulness, the gratitude for it. What is it? Who are you grateful for in your life? Who graces you? And in thinking of this person or people, take the opportunity to send them a blessing right here, right now. Including the person next to you, someone in this group. On a larger scale, in the course of your life, What blessings are you grateful for? Bring to life this feeling of gratitude. This is the elevated emotion I am talking about. This is the elevated emotion that keeps those blessings in place and drawing them more and more to you. This is being broadcast on a second-to-second basis to the universe. Say to the universe, I want more of those. I want that every day, every moment. I want to feel that. Say that to the universe. Say to the universe, I love these blessings. Give me more of that. I can use more of that. I'm in love with those. I thank you. I love you. I thank you and I love you. And in this place of love, in this pure rose color of unconditional love, go and create your own healing garden, your own secret garden. This is a place in which I want you to feel the emptiness, the spaciousness. And this garden is alive. It moves, it changes, it transforms. It changes according to your own desires, to your own intentions, to your own wishes. Just like that. Create this garden now. Enter into the portals. It's waiting for you. The trees are waiting to welcome you. The birds are singing already to you. What type of birds do you see? It is light. The climate is perfect, just perfect and comfortable. It's full of flowers. What flowers do you see? What paths do you see? Remind yourself that as you create this garden, this is just as easy as you can create in your everyday life. Just a matter of perspective. And that is truth. In the middle of this garden, you begin to see a beautiful well of water. It is enticing. The water is clear. The water is pure. The water is light, it's transparent, and it speaks to you. It's inviting you in. And you decide to go into this well and merge in this fluid of water. You feel comfortable, you feel at ease, and you feel one with the water, with the light, with the wind, with the earth, with the trees, and they're all here for you to support you in your journey. Now, begin to think of that one situation you wish to see healed and feel the feeling and the gratitude for the universe to deliver you that gift. Go into it now. Take your time. If you have time to even do another situation, go right ahead. It will be up to you. You can do as many as the time will permit us. And begin now, one situation at a time, with your intention of healing it, seeing it healed, seeing it differently, and expanding that and broadcasting that to the universe. Begin now. And I will join you when it's time to come back. Most of all, have fun with it. Begin now. Take your time to go into details and even repeat in your own heart and mind how you want the situation to unfold from here onward. It's completely healed and you're thanking the universe for helping you and supporting you in your intention. In the quantum field, things happen immediately. There is no time. There is no time, really, for all we know. There is no time. So it is happening. It is happening right here, right now. It is real. And it is so. How does it feel? How do you feel healed? Feel what it feels not to have
that anymore to contend with, to think about, to resolve, to address. No more. It's healed. Going to another issue, if you feel complete with the first one, going to another one. Just generate that feeling of healing, of what it feels for you to feel complete, healthy, and with just the right people, the right circumstances, the right life unfolding before of you. That is fantastic. A sense of gratitude like no other. The universe is very happy to comply when it feels your gratitude. It wants to do more for you, actually. Just like a parent is happy to hear your child say thank you. Oh, you want to do more for them. The universe is just like that with us. You have much support from above and below in this quantum field. And it's taking place right now. In all of its splendor. How great indeed it feels to feel, believe and know with every fiber of your being that the universe has indeed answered your request. You have made your own miracle come true. For it is us who make our own miracles. We are the light. We are that infinite being of light and co-creating with our miracles. So sit comfortable and feel this feeling. Now, please say silently, repeating to yourself the following. Divine love now dissolves all seeming obstacles and makes clear, easy, and successful my way. I, state your own name, I feel content and at peace with myself and all around me and all those around me. I am awake to my good and gather in the harvest of endless possibilities, of endless opportunities. Take a deep breath. I dwell in a sea of abundance. And I see clearly my inexhaustible supply. Take a deep breath. I am aware, awake, and joyfully responsible for my own thoughts, words, feelings, behaviors, and choices in my own life, no one else's. Let us sink in into all parts of your being. Let your subconscious hear that clearly. I now understand more deeply what I want and what I need. I say what I mean and mean what I say. I now easily and effortlessly speak my truth. Take a deep breath on that one and sink it in into every cell of your being. With each day, I gain clarity about my life's mission. With each day, I initiate important transformational life-enhancing changes to support my new vision. I, state your name,
I'm simply good enough. I make decisions with ease and grace and trust in my higher power and in the process of life. I am loving, lovable, and unconditionally loved by the Creator of all that is, the entire universe loves me, serves me, nurtures me, and wants me to succeed. Take a deep breath. I am always in the right place at the right time, successfully engaged in the right activity. I am radiant, vibrantly healthy, and joyously alive, for that is my birthright. And allow these affirmations to sink and merge gently, gently, and harmoniously into your mind and heart and into your being, becoming part of you. Say to yourself, I seal this decrease with divine love and divine healing. Being one with the light. I seal this healing with divine love and divine wisdom. One more time, I seal this healing or healings with divine love and divine wisdom. And so it is. And so it is. Express your sense of gratitude one more time for what you have received. And I will count you down from 10 to 1. At the count of 1, all of your 5 physical senses will be operating clearly and sharply, beautiful. You will feel good in every way. You will feel energized, and you will know that you have brought down a miracle or a number of miracles into your life. Counting down now, 10. Nine. Just continue to breathe peacefully and comfortably. 8. Seven. Six. Five. Know that you can return to your secret garden of miracles anytime that you wish. At the count of 1, you will come down to your normal state of awareness and alertness.
feeling good, revitalized, and energized, stimulated, encouraged, joyful. Four, becoming more aware as to where you are, where you're sitting, your feet on the ground, going down to three, two, and one. One, you may return to us now, to the group, to this space, to normal state of awareness, alertness. You may shift your legs or fingers. And when you feel just ready, open up your eyes and return.